Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to your program called The Early Echo. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer, the cherisher, our provider, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the cause and cream of creation, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, Habibuna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, as well as upon the saints of this Ummah. We are back, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we have some amazing packages as well as some content that we are going to be sharing and discussing in today's episode in this program called The Early Echo in relation to the blissful box. Yes, that is in regards to something which is connected to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Tabarrukat, the relics and remnants. So to know further more about this, let us inshallah azza wa jal listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting Darood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will then listen to Innati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then yes, as per routine, we will go into our discussion. However, in a narration it has been mentioned, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when two Muslims meet and greet each another for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they met and they greeted each another for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recited durood and salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before they depart from each another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall forgive their past and their future sins. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Their sins are forgiven since they have met and greeted each another for the sake and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whilst doing so, they had recited durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the virtues are this, the blessings of that is that their sins shall be forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to recite abundance of durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. Let us listen to a Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is Madine Qafile Jate Hai. Bada pyara kalam hai. And make an intention in your heart that once it will be possible for us to travel, when the flights and all of that will be opened, put your application from your heart right from now, as of today, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make it possible for me to go so. And yes, physically or apparently maybe you do not possess the means to do so, but you are far from Medina. Medina is not far away from you. You are distant from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he is not far away from you. So therefore, submit and put your application of going to Madinatul Munawwara from your heart, and Allah Azza wa Jal will make it possible for you to visit these two holy lands. Azadahullahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Chal inshallah, Nati Rasul sunte hain sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we will continue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya رسول اللہ یا غبیب اللہ بلا لو مجھے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے میں میں پھر روتا ہوا
مدینے کا قافلے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. ویلکم بیک. یس وی ول لسن ٹو دس نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مدینے قافلے جاتے ہیں میں بھی آؤں گا. آمین ثم آمین اللہم آمین. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media, our topic of discussion for today is the blissful box. This was a box that was made with wood. It was a wooden box that was revealed upon Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and remained with him until the last days of his worldly life. Thereafter, it remained with his children. It was passed on to his children one after the other. And this continued as inheritance. It remained in their custody until it reached Hazrat Sayyidina Yaqub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and remained in the custody of his progeny, meaning the Bani Israel. And thereafter it was passed on to Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this wooden box, this blissful box, remained remained with Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in which he alayhi salatu wasalam had kept some scripts of Torah, some scriptures of Torah and some other possessions. It was a very, very blissful box, a box filled with blessings and contentment for the hearts of the Bani Israels. However, it is mentioned that whenever calamity, adversity or problem they would go through, they would seek barakah and blessing from this box. They would carry this box and place it before them and supplicate through the wasila of that box in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at times, according to some other narrations, a sound would emanate from that box that would tell them that they would gain victory and they will be successful in their missions. So nonetheless, this was a great blessing that was bestowed upon the Bani Israels, because even when there was any disagreement amongst them, they would seek advice from this box, Allahu Akbar. And by doing so, the glad tidings will emanate from this box that they do not need to worry and panic. However, they would gain victory in all walks of life, in all situations, especially when it came to the enemies that they would be facing and fighting against. So, because of their sins being excessive, and when they started committing so much of gunas, and when they crossed all limits, then of course the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal struck them to this extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to a tribe known as Amalika. Amalika tribe came and there was a massive bloodshed that had taken place, and these people were then killed, their towns and cities were ruined. Allahu Akbar. And this tribe known as Amalika had gained victory over the Bani Israel just because they had crossed the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by committing excessive misdeeds and gunas and sins. Nonetheless, this tribe known as Qawmi Amalika, when they gained victory over the Bani Israel, they had even took custody of that blissful box. However, they disrespected that box by throwing that box into the garbage. Allahu Akbar. And when they had done so, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even inflicted them with his wrath and punishment. And they had then got in contact with some disease to this extent that they also began to be destroyed. To this extent that even their five major cities were destroyed. Even their own people began to die. And in this way here, they realize that, you know what? We have been inflicted with this certain disease that we are going through. It's because of showing disrespect to that blissful box that was revealed upon Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, as we discussed, then to his children as inheritance, then to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and from there to his children and progeny, the Bani Israels, and then to Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And now that the Bani Israels have crossed the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by committing major sins, then Allah Azza wa Jal given victory to Qawme, the tribe of Amalika. But since they had showed disrespect to that box, now they themselves are suffering and facing this destruction to this extent that once their five major cities were destroyed, then they decided to basically load that box onto a cart dragged by bulls. They left it at the entrance of the city near the Bani Israels. On the other hand, the Nabi of that time was Hazrat Sayyidina Shamwail alayhi salatu wasalam, and he had appointed Talut to be the king. The Talut will now be the king, but the Bani Israels were rejecting his kingship, and they had conditioned their acceptance to the recovery of the blissful box. And they said, well, we are not going to accept Talut as the king. So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this box, or brought this box back to Hazrat Sayyidina Shamwail alayhi salatu wasalam, right at that moment when he alayhi salatu wasalam had appointed Talut as the king. And as I mentioned, that these people, when they had conditioned their acceptance to the recovery of that box, so therefore, just in time, Allah Azza wa Jal had ordered four angels to deliver that box from the city where the tribe of Amalika had left it to Hazrat Sayyidina Shamwail alayhi salatu wasalam. And when they had seen that they have received that lost box, or that wooden box which is known as Tabut Sakina, which was filled with blessings and mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they had repented, as well as they had accepted the leadership and the kingship of Talut as the king. So Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Baqarah, he describes this entire event in this way. Let us listen. As Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak,
وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتُ فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَبَقِيَّةٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ آلُ مُوسَى وَآلُ هَارُونَ تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ
And the Prophet said to them, the sign of his kingdom is that they would come to you a wooden box in which from your Lord is the contentment of hearts and containing some relics, some remnants left behind by the Honorable Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Honorable Harun ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Indeed, it is a great sign for you if you are believers. Allahu Akbar. Okay, so we have already understood that this was a box that was taken away from the Bani Israels because of their excessive sins and them crossing the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it was brought back to them after they had repented, since they had conditioned their acceptance to Talut as the king if they would recover the box which had been lost. So just in time, this box was then sent and revealed once again to them. What was inside this box, dear viewers on this Abadini channel? It has been mentioned in different tafaseer and commentaries of the Holy Quran. The staff of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as his blessed shoes, the turban of Hazrat Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, and the ring of Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Some scriptures of Torah, some holy scriptures, and some particles of Man and Salwa, as well as some outlines of the appearance of the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. In Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, they have also mentioned some outlines of appearance of the blessed Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. So these tabarrukat were kept in the box. And they had now received this blissful box once again, subhanallah, and they have become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned the story in these few verses in regards to the blessings of that box. So the moral that we learn is that the possessions and belongings of the chosen bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal are very prestigious in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And inquiring blessings, taking barakah and blessing from those belongings and possessions of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is a great source of blessings. Imagine the staff of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his blessed shoes, the turban of Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, and the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore the ulama had said, when the possessions and the belongings of the chosen bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla have this blessing and barakah, that through which du'as are accepted, and that could be used as a means of wasila, as a means of approach, that through that blessing Allah Azza wa Jal shall accept the supplications and the du'as and would remove adversities and problems. Allahu Akbar. As the Quran says, fihi sakinatum min rabbikum. In that was the contentment of their hearts, despite being concerned, despite being inflicted with troubles and calamities and adversities or any type of worry, just by the blessing of those possessions that was connected to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal would remove their problem and would satisfy their worried hearts. If this is the barakah and blessings of only their belongings and their possessions, so what would be the status of those Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam themselves? Subhanallah, subhanallah. If their belongings, such as their shirt, qameez, turban, ring, staff, shoes, scriptures, the things that they touched, the things that they had used in their blessed lives, have this barakah and blessings, so what can be said about that portion of the land where these blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are resting, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel? Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is beyond our imagination. So, as the Quran says, تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Since this box had contained the belongings and the possessions of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, it had been sanctified to this extent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that now the angels would carry this box, this blissful box, on their shoulders, since it had contained the possessions of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. So what we do learn is that, dear viewers and the Subhadini channel, these possessions are even nafi' and dafi'. They are mushkil kusha, they are a source of removing calamities and problems, and they even cause blessings and barakah in a person's lives, in a person's life. They would, of course, remove your adversities. We also learn this from the Holy Quran when Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in Egypt and his brothers came to him, they repented, they seek forgiveness from him, and they informed him that his father, Hazrat Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, had lost his eyesight because of crying. Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam then given his shirt and he says that, take this shirt and place it on the face of my father, by which inshallah Azza wa Jal his eyesight will be restored. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and the Subhadini channel, this is a place for us to think and contemplate, that a shirt that had connection, a cloth that had nisbah and connection and attachment to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, possesses this power that just by being placed on the face of another Nabi, Subhanallah, his eyesight is now restored. So therefore, the brothers had set out from Egypt. Hazrat Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, on the other hand, have been waiting. When the sons had reached, in fact, Yehuda was the son from amongst the sons of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, who said that, I will take this shirt and give it to my father, since I was the one who had taken the shirt stained with blood and showed it to my father. I was the one that told my father that the wolf have eaten Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. I was the one that has caused so much of sorrow to my father. So therefore, I will be the one that will take this shirt and give it to my father to place on his face. Allahu Akbar. And so what happened is that, when Yehuda presented that shirt in the court of his father, Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's shirt is given to Hazrat Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and it was placed on his blessed face. The Quran says, فَلَمَّا
أن جاء البشير ألقاه على وجهه فارتد بصيرا.
Then when the news of glad tidings came, Allahu Akbar, and the moment the shirt was placed on the blessed face of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he immediately had regained his eyesight. Allahu Akbar. He had regained his eyesight. His eyesight was restored. He could now see. Subhanallah. Dear viewers at the Subhanallah channel, this question might come to your mind that this is not any medication. Rather, it was without any operation, without any medication. It was just a piece of cloth that was attached to the body of Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that has the strength and ability to restore the eyesight of another individual, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what amount of power the Nabi of Allah azza wa jalla himself may have possessed. Subhanallah. What blessings he would have himself, what taqat and authority and power he himself will have. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If you open the books of ahadith and you go through history, dear viewers at the Subhanallah channel, we would learn that this is the power and the blessings of attachment. Nisbat bahut badi cheez hai. It is nisbah and connection. It's for this reason. Once in Hind, there was a great and a very big drought. Oh, where at that moment, Hazrat Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was. And in that area, due to the drought, animals were dying, human beings were dying. Insan marne lage, pareshan hal ho gaye ki kya kiya jaye. So at that moment, when people began to complain to Hazrat Sayyidina Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he had a single thread of cotton. He had a cotton in his hand that was from the blessed chadar and scarf of his mother. And then using that as a wasila, he said, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Wahdahu La Sharik, Mawla, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a thread, a cotton, a single piece of a cotton which is from the scarf of that woman that no ghair mahram had ever seen. The sight of no ghair mahram had ever glanced at this woman. And this is a piece of cotton from her scarf. Allahu Akbar. This is a thread rather from the scarf of that woman upon which no ghair mahram sight and eyes ever had glanced. Before he even completed his dua, the skies was filled with the clouds of mercy and it began to rain. Showers of rain of mercy began to shower down. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on the Subhanallah channel, the scholars and the ulama have mentioned that this is only a single thread from the cloth linked to the body of the pious predecessors. So can you imagine how much of blessings they themselves may have possessed? What are their blessings on its own, subhanallah? That portion of the land where the chosen friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are resting. Of course, it is a source of blessings. And we ask and we should ask through wasila, through their wasila. Agar unke dupatte ke dhaage ke zariye se wasila manga liya ja sakta hai. If a dua is made, a supplication is made only through the wasila of a thread of their cloth, of their scarf, then imagine if you use their entire being as a wasila. Agar bazate khud unhe wasila banaya jaye, to duaen kyun kubul nahi hongi? Subhanallah. Indeed, it would, dear viewers under Subhanallah channel. So attaining or anything that is linked to the Prophet alayhi wasallatu wasalam, the companions which are the Sahaba ikram of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the awliya and the salihin are indeed sanctified. And they are a source of blessings as well. And these are known as relics, which are known as remnants, tabarrukat, jise hum kehte hain. Now, subhanallah, we also learn in the books of ahadith in relation to attachment, as we are first understanding and trying to establish what is the ta'alluq and what is nisbat. Because as I mentioned that the thread of cotton had ta'alluq and connection with the scarf that had connection with the mother of Khaja Ghareeb bin Awaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Before that we had discussed the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that had connection with the body of Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Those tabarrukat which were in the blissful box that had connection with the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, such as Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. And those things then became a source of mercy in terms of removing their sorrows and worries. Du'as and supplications would be answered. Furthermore, what is Maqam Ibrahim? It is such a stone upon which Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah had stood, and he alayhi salatu wasalam had built the Holy Kaaba. It has been mentioned that in whichever position or wherever he had stood upon that stone, it would become soft as clay. It would soften as clay, and the moment he would remove his feet, immediately Allah Azza wa Jal will make it hard. It would turn and become hard. So that became as a nishani, as a sign. Likewise, Safa and Marwa, that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha had ran on that mountain in search of water. Is bar hame pani ki kaha qillat hai. There is no shortage of water in Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwarah. That subhanallah, this act of running, this amal and this action of running is to follow the sunnah of Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Kissing Hajar Aswad is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reading namaz in front of Maqam Ibrahim, subhanallah. All of this shows us that it is linked to connection and nisbat, subhanallah. Therefore, it has such a great station, such a great blessing, dear viewers on the Subhadini channel. Likewise, we should love the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. We should love the things connected and associated to them, subhanallah. We should love the Ahl Bayt, the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We should love the awliya and the salihin, that are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have gained the proximity and the qurb of Allah azza wa jal. It is through this we use them as a wasila for our supplications and for our du'as to be answered in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because it stands more bigger chance of du'as and supplications being accepted. Not only in the dunya, even after dying, we wish to be buried even next to the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ki unke mazari mubarak pe jo rahmato ki barishin nazil ho rahi hai, agar chand bunde hum gunahgaro ke upar gir jaye to hamara bigda hua kaam ban jaye. Allahu Akbar, our job will be done. Blessings will fall upon our grave as well, and our sins shall be pardoned through the blessings that is showering upon the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is all about connection, it is about nisbat, it is about being attached to the beloveds of Allah who are closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, of course, in Siratul Jinan and in many other tafasir of the Holy Quran, similar explanations have been given in regards to the holy relics of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us understand inshallah azza wa jal what more regarding tabarrukat. One is that these are the possessions and the tabarrukat of the pious and the chosen ones. Ek ye cheez hai. Dusri cheez ye ki is cheez ko dikhana, is cheez ko zahir karna. For the sake of barakah and blessings, when we show these blessings or when we show these things to the people, ziyarat ki niyat se, achhi niyaton ke saath ki iski ziyarat kar lein, isse fayda hasil kar lein. Jis tarah bali mubarak, which is the Mu'i Mubarak of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. This was the style of even the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Hazrat Sayyiduna Asma binti Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the daughter of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, she had a jubba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Sahih al-Muslim, it has been mentioned that she took out the blessed jubba and said that this is the jubba and the cloak of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wait. Now we soak it in water and we give the water to the sick people to drink. Allahu Akbar. We give this water to those who are sick to drink, since this jubba has attachment and connection with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it was his wasiyat and his will that before he passed away, he made a will that these are some tabarrukat, the cloak of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some nails sharif. And it was his request that when he is buried, he must be wrapped and shrouded directly with the jubba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, in this way, hand me over to the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would end our silsila right now. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah.
your day with remembrance of Allah.